impact people, but how long does it impact people? The 12-lane option is the safest option. It's a matter of reducing the number of accidents. And as far as I'm concerned, safety is the most important reason for considering a 12-lane option. The second point I want to make is something I haven't heard yet. It's my understanding that the incremental cost of 12 lanes over 8 is $150 million. Don't know what it is for 12 lanes over 10. But this is a $4.2 billion project. In a poker game, you have to figure what's already in the pot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Marcia Ward. I'm a member of the Community and Environmental Justice Work Group for the Columbia River Crossing Project. The CEJG is a bi-state group made up of members representing the neighborhoods in the project area and include environmental justice communities and at-large members. We represent the diverse interests and perspectives of the Vancouver, Portland, and Hayden Island neighborhoods potentially affected by the project. The CEJG provides input to CRC project staff by identifying community concerns in the project development process, by presenting recommendations at key milestones, by raising relevant issues of interest or potential impact such as air quality, noise, highway interchange alignments, and design features to help inform the project's efforts to avoid, minimize, and or mitigate potential community impacts, and by assisting CRC staff in effectively engaging the public in the project. At our most recent meeting, the CEJG group discussed the number of auxiliary lane options. The group voted unanimously to support the 12-lane option. We cited the following reasons: safety concerns, getting on and off Hayden Island as the population grows. The 12-lane option would keep traffic off the north, off local North Portland streets for a longer period of time. 12-lane option will result in the least air pollution. 12 lanes would be for a short distance, not for the length of the entire project area. The additional amount of property acquisition needed for the 12-lane option would be minimal, and the 12-lane option would allow for future flexibility. I'd like to ask that you also support the 12-lane option. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Did you have much discussion about tolling and the effect of tolling on lower-income communities near the bridge?
Coming in the future. We have not discussed that yet.
So you're comfortable with the recommendation on the lanes absent the discussion of the tolling? Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Next we are Jan Horner, Dave Fry, and Joe Esmond.
Is Joe still here? All right, keep calling names.
It was Melinda Merrill or...
She's left,
she did leave. Okay, sorry. Brad Houghton.
Brad's here.
Okay, Pam Ferguson.
Pam here.
Phil Volker. Walter Valenta.
Walter's here.
All my neighbors have deserted me.
Walter, come on up. Thanks.
You got to get out of here or you will be stuck in traffic.
Walter, do you want to testify?
Oh, you're
you don't
okay.
want to testify.
Anthony Villagomez.
Anthony's here.
Anthony, thank you. And how about Joe Courtright?
Sorted. He'll make his way down.
Okay. Also, I've got Brad Houghton, Joel Baderman.
No.
Roger Stanner.
Staver.
Stainer, sorry. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, wait, as we're waiting for people, you know, thank you for your patience.
Yes.
These hearings sometimes go on for a while, and people have, I know, pressing lives, but it's enormously helpful for us. And, you know, you're getting our best attention 2 hours into this. We appreciate that you've taken the time to stick around and
share. It's good your to see so much interest. Actually, I think. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Council. Brad?
My name is Brad Houghton. I'm the general manager of Columbia Crossings. We are a recreational marine services provider on Hayden Island and the largest landowner on the private landowner on the island as well. I'm also the chairman of the Hayden Island Plan Steering Committee for the community. I'm not going to talk. I intended to talk about, to some extent, about the impact on the residential population on the island, but I don't think I need to do that. I think they've made their points pretty clearly, but I do want to take a, I'm going to talk about the business impacts, but I do want to take a minute to talk about a miracle on Hayden Island. I don't know, those of you who are familiar with the island understand that it's a tremendously diverse place in terms of demographics. And this is, in the 20 years that I've been out there, there hasn't been the unanimity expressed for any other issue, significant issue that's come up here like it has been expressed for this. It's very clear that the residents and the businesses on the island will suffer unless, to some extent, relatively to will suffer relatively if the 12-lane approach is not built. We've talked the concepts that or the issues that have come up for the residential community are reflected significantly in the businesses out there as well. The 12-lane approach provides four lanes that that allow relatively local access and access that's uninterrupted by major gridlock that may occur on the principal road. The difficulties in getting to and from the island have a significant impact on the ability to make a living on that island. And the four additional lanes making up the 12-lane component would become a surrogate local bridge for the business community that's there, and I urge you to approve it.
Thank you, Brad.
My name is Anthony Villagomez. I'm here speaking on behalf of Rising Tide North America and Portland Rising Tide. We're a group that makes the connections between climate change and social justice issues. We believe they're one and the same. I believe with the information we have now, clearly shows that any addition of lanes would affect Portland and North Portland community, which is predominantly low-income and minority folks, in a negative way. First, more lanes would displace low-income folks. Second, the lanes would decrease immediately when entering North and Northeast Portland, thus dumping tons of traffic and pollution on those communities. And third, these people would be taking more jobs from people who actually live here, thus hurting our local economy and forcing Portland to provide more social services to folks who can't find jobs in their own communities. Adding more lanes will only benefit Vancouverites and the free trade advocates who want to ship things faster from exploited Mexico to Canada and Washington. I advocate building a low-impact bridge that keeps the same number of lanes, making the on-off ramps more efficient and within the same general footprint, and prioritizing low-income and minority folks' needs. Obviously, this would include a light rail and easy pedestrian crossing. If you go ahead with adding six more lanes and focusing on the greedy needs of groups such as the Portland Business Alliance, I believe that you're being racist and classist. Also, if you follow that course, be prepared to deal with an upset community that will utilize its rich history of civil disobedience to get in the way throughout the project. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Roger Staver. I'm here representing the Hayden Island Neighborhood Network, High Noon. I'm chairman of that group. That's the neighborhood association representing the residents of the island as well as many of the small businesses. We've been supportive of this project, as Brad said, since its inception. Although, as Peg mentioned earlier, we will feel the greatest impact of any age, any organization, any neighborhood in the way of this new construction, we still support it. We're going to face eminent domain, we're going to face construction problems, we're going to face a tremendous amount of disruption just getting from one side of the island to the other, but we still support it, and I'm here to bring the support of the 12-lane option from High Noon. The option provides the best solution for our congestion problem, particularly in the area of Hayden Island. For Hayden Island, it provides the best method to get on and off of the island, and it allows us, at least southbound, to get off of the island onto Marine Drive without ever having to be on the freeway. It gives the best emergency response opportunity. It provides the opportunity for us to implement our Hayden Island plan, and that plan is based on the 12-lane option. For the people using I-5, and we understand that the bridge is not just about Hayden Island, but it's about all of I-5, but for the people using I-5, it assures the shortest duration of gridlock of any of the options. It provides the greatest period of time in off-peak traffic hours for movement of freight. And I want to point out something. in the December meeting for the support group, the sheet that was passed out shows that the actual cost difference between the 10-lane and the 12-lane is $100 million, not $150 million, as you've been told. So that's on page 5 of 7 at the very bottom of the graph. The difference between the 10 and the 8 is $85 million. There are many good reasons to adopt the 12-lane option, which you've heard today. We encourage you to support that, but we also encourage you to remember that we're not talking about a bridge. We're talking about over 5 miles of I-5. We're talking about a number of elements that are being put together to solve an overall problem. And if you change an element within that area, you're going to make it less effective. If somebody sent you to a fire and gave you a fire hose that was 4 inches in diameter, you got to the fire and unrolled that and found out right in the middle there was a 2-inch section, you couldn't do your job. And that's what we're proposing if we go below this 12-lane option. Again, please support the 12-lane option. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all. If you've signed up to testify and you happen to be one of the folks upstairs, if you could come down, make the transition easier. I'm sure we're getting close to calling your name.
Was there a Joe Courtright or Joel Batterman?
Joe Courtright is here.
Next, we have Chris Smith, Jill Iglooster, or I believe it's Kaglooster, sorry. Oh, God. Sorry. You're coming. Okay. Let's see. And say Jill, Jeffrey Kavner, and Tom Parker, or John Parker, will follow.
Good afternoon. Welcome to City Council. Joe, you were first up.
Thank you. Mayor and commissioners, the right number of new lanes over the Columbia River is zero, and that would be what I would recommend. For two reasons. One, the issue of induced demand has not been correctly analyzed in the material that's been presented to you. The EIS and the analysis by the advocates of this process essentially pretends that there is no such thing as induced demand. And I'll point to two specific examples. In the environmental impact statement, which I and others reviewed at great length, they have a literature review, or they refer to a literature review, and the literature review is misrepresented. The literature clearly shows, and experience clearly shows, that building additional capacity will produce a different pattern of development in Clark County, will produce longer trips, more mileage, more sprawl, more pollution. And the metro modelers, as you were told earlier, were told to essentially ignore any land use changes that might occur, to use the same land use situation regardless of whether you built the bridge or didn't. So they've essentially ignored that. Now, you've heard them lean heavily on a so-called peer review that they did. But it was really peer review on the buddy system. They chose the